This is Weekend Breakfast.
Got a bit of advice for everyone. Do not take unmarked painkillers. I learnt the hard way.
So where are you getting them from? What were they?
I know. Look, this is a weird story. I'm going to accept that. But I just feel like this is a PSA just for everybody this morning. I'm 32 and I've only just learned this and I really shouldn't have. And I learned the worst possible way. So I'm a migraine sufferer. Mm. And did you know 2 million Australians suffer from migraines? Just fun fact.
Okay.
And they're for all different reasons. I don't know why I have mine. They're pretty much untreatable. I have Botox in my forehead. I have an occipital nerve block in the back of my spine. I take a lot of codeine. But sometimes they just come on and you're like, crap. And it came on the other week and I was at an event where I had to speak and I was like, oh no, because it really does affect your personality and you get really low and it hurts to open your eyes because, you know, you're light sensitive. And I was like, God, I need some painkillers. And I didn't have anything. And I was telling a friend and she's like, oh, my mum's here. You should ask my mum. She's always got some stuff in her bag. And I was like, oh, great. And her mum does not speak fluent English. She's very, very Russian. So I walk up to my friend's mom and I was like, oh, sorry, I don't know if you have any, just like some Nurofen, just anything. And she's like, no, don't have your Nurofen. No, doesn't have that, no. Mm. And like, I am being generous with this accent. Okay. Like, she was, I couldn't understand, but I was also incredibly desperate. She's like, I do have these pills are here in my bag. And she opens this sort of, what looks to be like a vitamin tablet container thing that you could shake in it. It sounded like a maraca, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, have some of these, have two, three maybe. How about your headache? I cure this stuff all the time. It's fine. I use this. I have a bad headache too. I do. Sure. It's fine. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And she, it's unlabeled. And so she opens it and goes, no, please, please, please. I suffer from, I understand you got, yes, I help you. You know, it's fine. Like, I can't describe to you how good I'm doing this accent. I couldn't really understand her at all.
Okay.
And so she gave me these things and instead of saying, I'll just have one or saying, no, I think it's better I get something labeled. I went, you know, bugger it. I do have a headache. Mm. She's older than me. She's like in her 50s. I reckon she's probably, you know, she suffers from migraines. Maybe, I don't know. I couldn't really understand her. She's going to be able to help me. Anyway, so I took three of these tablets and I'll be honest with you, I think they worked because I didn't have a migraine. But also, I have no memory of 5 hours of my life and I have a photo of me with a goat on my camera and I have no idea how it got there. So guys, make sure they're labelled.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Jeez, talk about an overreaction. There's a lady who's divorced from her husband because she found out what her nickname stood for. So...
Oh my God.
It's not as bad as you think. I'll get your take on it. I don't know if it's like a sackable offence, but she's gone snooping through his Facebook messages and all the boys are like sort of asking, hey, you want to go to the pub this weekend, blah, blah, blah. And he's replying saying SWMBO will not allow this. She's like, SWMBO, what's going on there? Keeps coming up, SWMBO. Always on my case. Nope, got to go underwear shopping with SWMBO this weekend. Sorry,
it's a very
lads.
Long acronym, isn't it?
It is a long acronym, but it's definitely shorter than the nickname that it stands for, which is She Who Must Be Obeyed.
Oh!
Is that bad? Is that bad? It's not sackable
offense,
is it?
I wouldn't divorce over it, but then again, that's not me in the situation.
She'd gotten very annoyed.
It's not nice.
No, it's not a nice nickname. That's the thing. It's an acronymic nickname. And he's probably missed the point there because a lot of fun can be had with partner nicknames. And 13 10 60, what's your partner's nickname, by the way? I think that for me, it cements a relationship. It turns a girlfriend into a future possibility of wife material. Once I start bringing out the nickname, I say, oh, God, it's serious now. I'm really catching feelings.
Ex-girlfriend, her name was, do you want me to say her name?
Yeah.
Shan.
Shane? her name was Shantona.
Shantona.
She was in Indian, Shantona.
Yeah, Shantona.
Yeah.
But you never called her Shantona or anything other than Little Susie, which is why I don't really know her real name. That's why I said Shane, because you never called her by her real name. You called her Little Susie.
Little Susie.
And that's why which is mean, I don't even get that. But like,
there's nothing to get.
You must have just been maybe thinking about marriage if you
yeah,
were.
That's the thing. Yeah. First time I said Little Susie, I was like, oh God, I've got the feels. We were saying Little Susie, L-I-L, by the way, not L-I-T-T-L-E, Little Susie.
Lil Bow Wow, everyone's favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Before that, I was dating a lady called Tanya. We called her Orange Lupus. Now, this was before I even knew what lupus was, by the way. I just thought this was a fun word. So it's got nothing to do with lupus. Once I found out Selena Gomez had lupus, then I stopped saying it. I didn't realize it was a thing. But
serious illness.
Well, I didn't know. But I used to call her Orange Lupus. It was just, don't make any sense. Just fun things to say. Fun things to say. I called a girl Milkus. Mm-hmm. Milkus?
Yeah, fun word.
My most three serious relationships. Just fun words to say.
Random. My boyfriend's name's Tom Poole, and I don't know, I just call him Tommy P.
Yeah?
Or the Big P.
That is what I've heard off the air. Does he have a nickname for you?
He calls me Tina.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a weird, I think it's just sometimes it's funny.
Yeah,
just
it's fun. It is.
Give a rando name.
That's what I mean. When you're comfortable in someone's company where a man can call his girlfriend Tina and you can call him Big P, that's when you know you're onto a winner. 131060. What's your nickname for your partner? The more random and crazier, the better.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
What's your partner's nickname? The weird, the wonderful, the random. Doesn't even have to make sense. That's the great thing about it.
Never does.
No. Some of the strongest relationships that I've ever seen have been built on foundations of funny nicknames. Take me and Little Susie, for example. Very strong, rock solid for a while there. Her name was Shantana. There's no reason.
For a while there.
She was quite tall. She showed no little symptoms, no Susie-like features, but her name was
Susie. She wasn't a
rapper. No. Little Susie was fantastic. Milkus was another one. Orange Lupus was a great nickname before I realised that lupus was a serious medical condition. To ruin that nickname.
But I know what you mean. Just sometimes it's a fun word to say.
It is, yeah.
It doesn't have any correlation to anything.
Nope. It's just
weird, isn't it?
You say it in a cute accent. You sort of, if the boys saw it, I'd be kicked out of the boys group for sure. Little Susie, in between the sheets. Oh, little Nuzzle, Orange Lupus. Oh, little Milkus. Those kind of things.
Yes.
But it was fun.
I know.
I always wonder
that. Yeah. Do you?
just for a nickname, just for a bit of fun.
Yeah, no, it's true.
The main reason I'm keeping for a girlfriend, just to work my creative word muscle again. Sian. Is that it?
Sian.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sian, can I tell you, the likelihood of you being Sian, I'm so annoyed because I felt like I was so confident then. I was like, oh, Lakey, it's Sian. Yeah. And then
I definitely even accidentally said Sian then. That wasn't even on purpose. But anyway, thank you for coming to the party. What's your nickname?
I'm called the Minister of War and Finance by my partner.
The Minister. That's a long one.
That's good.
It is a long one, sorry. But look, every day I make sure I fulfill the inherent requirements of that role. Yeah, so,
yes. Nice. That's a good one.
Quite
P.S. Imagine if she was like, oh, my nickname's Sian.
I get called that a lot too, but no. If we're in the midst of an argument.
I'm the Minister of Finance, or Sian for short. Chris, in Sydney on 131060, what's your nickname for your partner?
Yeah, so his is Handsome Fella, and mine from him is Cutie Bum Bum.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Yours are nice.
It's the
cool. Although, how do you get Cutie Bum Bum when you're like in the Coles or something and you're a different aisle and you're like, Cutie Bum Bum, can you get some dishwashing detergent?
Well, as we learned very early on in the relationship, we don't really have any boundaries and definitely like to embarrass each other, so it works out extremely well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, God, can I be in your relationship?
Be great.
No, okay, well, maybe. You never know. Don't rule anything out.
Only room for the handsome fella, sorry.
How dare you? It's like high school all over again.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
What's your bizarre phobia?
I may or may not be a criminal.
Ooh.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about this on the radio. It involves the police.
Oh, goodness.
Can I just say?
Tread carefully.
Oh, God, I know. I parked in a no-stopping zone yesterday.
Whoa.
And can I say... Shut up, Blake. Would you think I was going to say that I did? I skinned someone yesterday.
I skinned three men yesterday. They cut me off. Yeah, right. No stopping zone.
No, I was parked in a no stopping zone. And I was just like, I'll run into the bank. I just needed to check how much money I had in an account that I can't see because I'm a terrible saver and I'm trying to save. Mm. And I thought I'd just run in and then run back out. And by the time I ran back out, the police were there and the sirens were going. And I was like, geez, it must be someone else. But it was me for a no stopping zone. Wow. And so I was like, oh, you mustn't be having a busy day.
Oh, no.
And like, I was like, nope, don't sass the police. No. Don't sass the police.
Can't win with that.
And he goes, well, gave me the fine. And then I sort of maybe got a little bit lippy with him, and I feel really, really bad about it. And I actually haven't stopped thinking about it. And I wish I had his number to call and be like, I'm really sorry, because that was really inappropriate. Yeah, and
you
I had
in the wrong, mate.
Look, I was in the wrong, yes. And second of all, I had my period and I was in a bad mood. And also, I had less money than I thought I had in my, you know, savings. So there was a bit going on, right. And I reacted poorly. And I cannot recount what I said because it was so bad. And I feel so, I really want to call this police guy and be like, I'm so sorry. I feel awful.
The thing is, if you had told him you were on your period at the time, he may have even let you off.
No. The thing is,
usually you wipe that fine straight away.
I was just so cranky and I was like, no, I just wanted to run in. He was like, doesn't matter. You parked it. And I should have just gone, yeah, you know what, whatever. But yes, I did get a bit lippy and he gave me a second fine for being lippy.
Oh, God.
Oh, I feel so bad. And like, I don't, like, look, the fine is whatever. I deserve it, but I feel bad. The problem is I feel guilty. Here's the other thing, right? I actually live walking distance from the bank.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Bizarre phobias on 131060 is what we should talk about. You got any?
I am in.
You got any phobias?
No, not personally, but I went, my old hairdresser, he had a phobia of tinsel, and I was always like, God, Christmas must be a nightmare for you. Like,
jeez.
I thought it was such a random one because I have a dress made out of tinsel and long story. And I said to him, oh, you know, I'm doing this thing. Do you want to help me do the hair? You know, I'm going to wear this dress. And he goes, I'd love to, but I can't do the shoot because I can't be around tinsel. And I was like, that's wild.
Come on, champ. That's the thing about a phobia. Sometimes they're so irrational. And who am I to judge? I mean, I may be in a very privileged position that I'm a phobophobia. In fact, I've got a phobia of phobias. No phobias.
Yeah. No. I'm not really a big... Yeah. I used to work at Luna Park and I used to be a clown there and people had huge clown
phobias.
That's
a big one.
That's a big... Like, people would scream and cry.
Yeah, well. You were talking about home loans off the air yesterday and you're thinking about maybe getting a mortgage and purchasing a house and whatnot. And I was getting a little tetchy about that. I feel I've got a fear of loans. I remember I went into Telstra the other day and was thinking about getting that new iPhone with the 24-month contract. Walked out. Couldn't do it.
Your fear is of commitment.
Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, I've been called that before, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
God. Jeez, I'm like a low-key, really crap psychologist.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point you've just made there. Look, 131060, what's your bizarre phobia? Producer Ellie, she's got a phobia of octopus or octopi or octopuses. Sliming.
Where does that come from, Ellie?
I've just always been extremely scared of octopus to the point if I see them at like a seafood market or something, I have to walk away and I'll start having an anxiety attack. There's just something about the tentacles that really scares me. And then I was reading an article recently, some scientists gave them some sort of drug and that octopus on human drugs are like humans, they go crazy.
Oh.
Oh.
They're very smart creatures, aren't they? Which is bizarre because they're just pretty much latex with tentacles.
Seriously, YouTube octopuses opening jars and it will change your opinion on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually kind of creepy as hell. I kind of get the octopus thing.
Yeah, I get the octopus. I think that's even more like a rational fear rather than an irrational one. We had this boy in grade 5 and we saw him down at the rock. We were going rock pool like fishing for little like crabs and stuff. He found an octopus, the ones that like suction on, and he had it like wrapped around himself as a grade 5er, and he was like squirting its ink and stuff. I don't know. Come to think of it, what
awful.
A psycho. I hope he's behind bars now.
Yeah, but also like it could have killed him, first of all. You don't know what kind of octopus it is. And second of all, it's so gross to take anything out of its natural environment and put it on yourself.
He was wearing it like a dress. God.
Nah.
Yeah, very bizarre.
He's not for me, slash anyone.
I've got a fear of a boy who wears an octopus's dress. That's my phobia.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Talking about weird phobias, because there are those phobias in the world where it's quite common, like arachnophobia or something, scared of spiders or snakes, mm-hmm. sharks, those sort of things, heights. These are rational fears.
Yeah.
The funny ones, or not the funny ones, but the interesting ones into the human psyche, the irrational phobias, the ones that don't really make any sense. Here's what Venus trapophobia is, the fear of beautiful women.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a co-announcer in radio. He couldn't speak to beautiful women, and he could speak very fluently to me, and I was very offended.
Oh, goodness gracious. What's your weird, bizarre phobia? Taylor in Victoria.
Hey, I'm scared of bananas.
Yeah, you know what? They are gross.
Yeah.
They are.
How deep does this fear go? Because we could almost get you a little thing on Dr. Phil if you're too scared of bananas.
Yeah, well, in Year 12, I got chased around the Year 12 room screaming and crying with one, so it's, you know, pretty decent.
So do you know where it came from, or just one day you were like, nope, not for me?
Yeah, no idea.
Do you have an older brother?
No, I'm the oldest.
Okay, I was going to say.
What were you thinking?
Well, maybe when you were like a three-month-old baby, you just had like a four-year-old brother just slapping you with a banana for like 2 hours whilst your mum was like in the nursery or something.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Do you wonder about the deeper psychology of it, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Natalie in Victoria, what's your bizarre phobia?
Hey. Hello. My phobia is balloons in general.
So inflated, deflated, both, all?
Both.
Goodness
Must
gracious.
Suck going to a party.
Yes, and it's to the point where if my kids have a balloon in the car, I'll open the windows and hope that it flies out.
Wow. And do you know where yours comes from as well? It's just, you just hate them.
I don't know, but I know that when I was younger, my cousin used to pin me down and pop them in my face.
I reckon it's that.
Yeah. Globophobia is what that is.
Straight
Producer
up.
Ellie has gone to the party on that. We've also got another Natalie in Victoria. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys going?
Good. Were you guilty of saying hello just before when we spoke to the other Natalie from Victoria?
No, I didn't. I'm not sure who that was.
Yeah, well done. Natalie 2 from Victoria. What's your weird phobia?
I really hate when I find like a little capsicum inside a normal capsicum or any sort of like littler fruit inside. I don't know. It sounds bizarre, but I just don't really like it.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yes.
You can have little pregnant capsicums,
they're
little
gross.
Capsicum babies. Really?
Yeah. No, I'm glad Tanya agrees. Like, yeah, if you cut it open and there's like a littler one growing inside the normal one, it's just bizarre.
Have you not seen that, Lakey?
A capsicum
so
in a capsicum.
So many vegetables.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know.
They're gross. It's like, what is it doing there? Who's its family? Like, why?
And some of my friends will say, like, why aren't you happy about it? Like, why aren't you happy you've got a bit extra for your money? And I'm like, no, thank you. Just get rid of it.
God, no, every little bell pepper inside. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I yearn for the day I get double capsicum.
Well, I'll send you one if I find it.
Thank you.
I'm not down for it.
Thank you.
Well, that's if you're not in the middle of a panic attack, that is.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
The promising thing, lacinophobia is a fear of vegetables, but Producer Ellie says there's no actual official term for capsicums growing inside a capsicum.
No, I'm just a weirdo.
Yeah, you're the only one.
Imagine if there was.
This is Weekend Breakfast.